is around Shafter Oil Dale area, and then Jeff Flores is running for the East area.
And finally, Anna Laven. You know, she's running for District 4, which is around the downtown area, Bakersfield High School area. So we just want to clarify, you know, that they're all running for different districts, and I believe the only one who's running unopposed was Jeff Flores. Before we continue, we want to thank, you know, first of all, thank you all for being here tonight. And we also want to thank the sponsors. You know, have Jimena mentioned, you know, the sponsors are the people that are putting together tonight's event. But before that, we'd like to thank La Mina Restaurant for providing the food, the delicious food that all of us are enjoying tonight. So once again, La Mina, muy bien. And who are the organizers of this event, Jimena?
I want to make sure that I mention each and every one of them. So we want to thank the Dolores Huerta Foundation, Faith in Action Kern County, the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce of Kern County, the Building Healthy Communities, South Kern Sol, and the California Endowment. So thank you very much for putting together this.
Before today, we had, you know, we invited, like we told you at the beginning, first of all, you know, we want to remind you that there's translation devices, you know, at the entrance for in Spanish and Mixteco. So if you need it, you know, please make sure. Si usted necesita equipo de traducción, está a la entrada. And we mentioned at the beginning of the program that all of the candidates for the Kern High School District and also for the state and for the state assembly and the Senate, they were all invited to be here tonight. Some of them, you know, had other commitments and could not make it tonight. Some other ones didn't say if they were going to be here or not. And some of them did say that they would be here tonight, and for some reason, you know, they just couldn't make it at the last minute. But tonight, you know, we have more empty chairs, we have more empty spaces, and we have the only candidate, you know, that could make it tonight, and it is Mr. Rudy Salas, you know, who's running. Yeah. Again, you know, for the State Assembly, and Mr. Salas, well, you have a couple of minutes to introduce yourself. We know who you are, but tell us about why are you running for office again.
Okay. No, absolutely. No, thank you. Bienvenidos a todos. Thank you guys all for being here and for waiting. But real quick, I always tell people the story of why I run. And it really, if anybody knows me, they know that I grew up out by the fairgrounds here in Kern County, right? Union, South Peace, Southgate, Ming, and I also grew up in Delano off of Dover Street. And people always ask, well, why did you run? And I tell them it's because of where I grew up. And when you grow up in those tougher neighborhoods, you know, you start asking questions. You ask questions of how come I have potholes? How come I don't have streetlights? How come when the cops come, they're always taking someone away? How come when the helicopter's up above, it's not somebody joyriding, it's they're looking for somebody to arrest, right? And so you ask those questions, and then the answer you get, because you say, well, how do I change this? How do we make a difference? And they say, well, you got to talk to your city council member. You got to talk to your supervisor. You got to talk to your state assembly member, your state senator, your congressman. Those are the people that are making those policy decisions that affect your area. And so I said, well, you know what? Guess what? I want to be one of those people. I want to help make change in my own neighborhood. I want to make change in my community, and I want to help make a difference. And that's really how I started, and that's the reason why I'm seeking re-election. And with all of your support and all of our partnership, we can make a difference, and I truly believe that. So thank you guys all for being here tonight.
Thank you. And now we will get started with the section, Did You Know?, as we had before. So we're going to talk about a few facts, share with you. According to Time magazine, Bakersfield is the worst place to breathe in America. And in fact, 1 in 5 kids suffer from asthma.
More than 60% of current residents are considered obese, and more than 32% are diabetic, taking a toll on the quality of life and on the health care system.
Nearly 50% of children ages 3 to 5 in Kern County are not enrolled in preschool or kindergarten.
Nearly 30,000 people are in state prison for low-level offenses, and each one of them, it costs $62,300 a year. $62,300 a year compared to $9,100 per public school student.
About 50% of students ages 14 and older who are living with a mental illness drop out of high school.
1 million Californians are not eligible to benefit from the Affordable Care Act because of their immigration status.
Kern County's immigrant population is nearly 200,000.
California's three-year drought is the worst in 100 years. An estimated 438,000 acres have been followed by, and over 17,000 jobs have been lost, taking a toll on people's quality of life and the economy.
Proposition 1A of the Safe, Reliable, High-Speed Passenger Train Bond Act for the 21st century was approved by voters in 2008.
And we can go on, you know, with these facts about the state and about Kern County, but we would like to hear directly from the only candidate, you know, that is here tonight, about what you will do, what kind of work will you do and make concrete, to make concrete changes that will allow all Kern County residents the opportunity to prosper and have a better quality of life, a better future, you know, for them and their families, Rudy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, thank you for that. You've actually covered a lot of issues that deal with Kern County and a lot of things that we still struggle to better every single day. Obviously, when you talk about the children and you gave the statistic about pre-kindergarten, I can tell you last year during the state budget, we put $155 million towards preschool. And you talked about the air and what we always see when we walk out. I mean, today was a very dusty day. Right, we know the problems that happen out in Arvin. And so when we're talking about how do we tackle those issues, it's really about partnering up with organizations that help do great things in our community. So one of the things we've done too is also things like the Carl Moyer program, right? Where if you drive around the city of Arvin now, you'll see that they've done things where they've replaced their vehicles with better burning non-gas vehicles to actually help with the air out there. And so it's partnering also with the health clinics and making sure that people, you also brought up diabetes and you brought up obesity. And I could tell you a couple of months ago, I went to go visit a DaVita center, actually.
Okay. Rudy.
And you asked me tiempo.
Yes. And I apologize because the questions are going to be asked, you know, by some members of Faith in Action. So Jimena has some comments for you. I'm sorry, I jumped before them.
No.
Also, we want to remind you that if you have any questions, you may write them down and then raise your hand so the usher can collect them and they can be asked at the end of the questions that are prepared by the youth who we have here.
Okay. And now, let's introduce Angel Mendiola. He is with Faith in Action, and actually, Rudy, he is the one who's going to be asking the questions, you know, for you. So, Angel Mendiola.
Hi, my name is Angel Mendiola. I'm with Faith in Action, a nonpartisan, nonprofit, faith-based organization. And my first question for you today is, what do you think of expanding the Affordable Care Act to include Californians regardless of immigration status?
No, thank you for that question. The Affordable Care Act actually was one of the first things when I first got elected, was a controversial measure, if you guys remember all of the headlines that everybody had. But rather than shy away from it, what we did is we actually hosted a number of forums throughout the entire district so that people could get the answers that they need for their families. Everywhere I was going, people were asking, how does this affect me? How does it affect my family? Like, I hear the stories, and I hear the Obamacare, and I hear all of these things, but really, what does it mean for me? What does it mean for my family? You also asked a question about how we can expand this to cover everybody, and I know there was a measure by one of my good friends, Senator Lara, that was going through the legislature, and so I'm looking at that one. I'm hoping it's going to come back again, and I know Ms. Huerta was a big advocate for that, and so we'll continue to work on that, but that's something that we need to make sure that people are covered, and we know that we have a lot of individuals that are here, and everybody here that's working and doing the right thing, and so we need to make sure people are covered.
Thank you. My second question is, what are your thoughts about strengthening and giving greater power to local school site councils? How do you feel about reducing penalties for certain crimes?
Okay, so let me just start with the first one, local school site councils. One of the things that we did for education was really, at the state level, was to make sure that we had more resources down at our local level. So one of the things we did was a local control funding formula, which is, if you look at all the schools in the 32nd Assembly District, everyone's going to get from 30 to 50% more funding because of the way we redid that formula. Those were like fights that I had with more affluent areas where they were talking about upgrading their iPads, and I was telling them we still have people here in this district where we're trying to get them the latest textbooks. So I'm looking forward to working with all of our partners locally, the nonprofits, also our school board members, to see where we can have those developed, because I don't think there's anything more important than making sure that parents are part of their students' education, and we got to make sure that we're all working together because we all have the same goal. We want our kids to have an opportunity, and we want our kids to succeed.
Okay. And what will you do to protect educational opportunities for at-risk youth?
Protect educational activities for
at-risk youth?
Oh, God. I could tell you that there's a number of programs that we've all looked at. We need to make sure that we're giving all of our kids an opportunity, right? No matter what their situation is, sometimes we know that kids will act up because they might not understand something or they might not understand the material, but other times, like I've been dealing with kids lately in the FFA program, where they're telling me that because they're engaged and they get to do something hands-on, that it's actually transformed their lives. I had one kid tell me who was an at-risk kid, actually transferred from Los Angeles into one of our schools here in the Valley, and he said, if it wasn't for these programs, I don't even know if I would be coming to school. And I said, well, these are the things that we have to focus on. We got to make sure that we give kids an opportunity. And that's why you see me being a big advocate also for career and technical education. And then, you know, for our young adults as well, this can go into them. And that's why we fought so hard to get $15 million for job training as well.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Angel, for the questions.
Thank you. Thank you for responding. Yeah. And now I would like to introduce Jose Lopez from Faith in Action, and he will ask the next set of questions. So here he is.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Buenas tardes. My name is Jose Lopez, and I'm also with Faith in Action. The first question is, will you support minimum wage increase over a 3-year period?
Okay. And that's an easy question to answer for me because I already voted on it. So I supported one of my friends, Assemblymember Alejo, who had the measure to increase minimum wage, and so I did do that, and I did vote for it.
Thank you. What is your view of high-speed rail in the San Joaquin Valley?
Yep. So I've voted to actually oppose the high-speed rail because I think it's different than what the voters intended and what they passed. And so I've been on record, and that's been shown.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question. What will you do to provide clean and safe drinking water and clean air?
Oh, man, this is a topic that I've spent a lot of time on over the last couple of years. I can tell you one of the first hearings I had up in Sacramento was dealing with water. And a lot of my conversations with a lot of my colleagues is telling them that the problems that we have in the Central Valley with arsenic, with nitrates, with making sure people have safe drinking water. That's why when we were fighting for the water bond, Proposition 1, that's going to be on the ballot, we made sure that there was money in there for disadvantaged communities. We made sure that there was money in there for small rural communities like we have here, whether it's Lamont, Kettleman City, Armona, like name the facility, to make sure that they can get the money that they need so that people can get safe, clean drinking water. And that's been like a paramount concern, and it's still going to be a paramount concern kind of moving forward. We want to make sure people have safe drinking water, and I'm happy to be a part of not only doing that, but actually even bringing in grant money. So if you look at the grant money we brought in, for instance, for the city of Delano, where they're able to fix their well. But we're looking to continue to do that to make sure that people have safe drinking water throughout the entire valley.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jose.
Muchísimas gracias a Jose, you know, and the other members, you know, for they represent Faith in Action, which is one of the sponsors of tonight's event. And now we have Angel Mendiola from Faith in Action, who will also ask the next set of questions.
Hello again. One of my questions is for you is, what do reproductive rights mean to you?
What do reproductive rights mean? It's, well, what do they mean to me? Because I'm like, everybody has a different definition. I know folks in this room will have different definitions, but reproductive rights is actually the right of a woman to reproduce.
Okay. And what does LGBT equality mean to you?
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender.
Yes.
That's what it means.
Yes.
So, I'm sorry, was there...
Oh, I'm sorry. What does it mean to you?
What does it mean to
you? What does equality mean to you?
What does equality mean to me?
Yes. For lesbian, gay, bisexual.
What is okay. Equality means to have equality under the state law, to make sure that people are treated fairly and to make sure that people are safe.
Okay. And how do you propose to bring resources to rural communities, like things like the internet, better transportation options, and affordable housing?
So if you look at the state budget that we passed, it actually addresses each of those different concerns, and those are the things like that we fight hard for every single day to make sure that we're bringing grant money back in. So when you hear of the state having all of this money for affordable housing or safe drinking water, like those are the things that we're fighting for. I have a list of actually a lot of different grants that we brought already into the district, and actually just last week there was another grant awarded within the district for affordable housing. And so, you know, we're continuing to work with everybody, whether it's a nonprofit organization. I know we have several here tonight. It's really about making a difference. So for us, it's if you're willing to make that difference and make that positive change, we're going to be your partner. If there's state money out there, we're going to fight with you guys to make sure that that money comes here, that it's bettering our community here, that it's providing an opportunity to live in an affordable house, that that's happening here in our district and for our families.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now we will have J.D. Romero from Sierra Middle School, and she will ask the next set of questions.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is J.D. Romero, and I am a student from Sierra Middle School.